awake. For morning in the bowl of night has flung the stone that puts the stars to flight. And lo, the hunter of the east has caught the Sultan's turret in a noose of light. Paraphrase. Thus sang the inner silence. Forsake your sleep of ignorance, awake. For the dawn of wisdom has flung into the dark bowl of your unknowing the stone of spiritual discipline, that weapon of divine power that can break the bowl and put to flight the paling stars of earthly desire. Behold, wisdom, the hunter of the east, has cast a noose of light to encircle the kingly minaret of your egoic pride. Wisdom to free you at last from the long night of spiritual ignorance. Expanded meaning. Forsake delusion. Absorb into your innermost self the calm light of wisdom. Listen. Your soul calls you to embrace a new adventure. As the sun travels from east to west across the sky, so does the light of civilization and of knowledge move across the earth. From the east comes wisdom's call. Awake, all you who sleep in ignorance. What has pride brought you but melancholia and pain, dark products of soul ignorance? Dispel gloom forever. Abide from today onward in the light of inner peace. Dreaming when dawn's left hand was in the sky, I heard a voice within the tavern cry, "Awake, my little ones, and fill the cup, before life's liquor in its cup be dry." Paraphrase. Not yet fully wakened from my sleep of delusion, and still only dreaming of the dawn of wisdom, I heard in the silence a soul call from within the tavern of intuition, "Awake, my little undeveloped thoughts. Fill your consciousness with the wine of bliss, ere the life force vanishes from your cup of material existence." Expanded meaning. As I basked contentedly in the first inspiration of my soul's awakening, an inner voice prompted me to rest no longer, but to direct my thoughts energetically along practical, spiritual lines. "Fill your consciousness," it urged, "with true, lasting happiness. Lo, all too soon life's vitality will evaporate from its little cup of flesh and vanish forever into the mysterious unknown." And as the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, "Open then the door! You know how little while we have to stay, and, once departed, may return no more." Paraphrase. And as the cock crow of wisdom heralded the divine dawn, many devotees waiting at the door of inner silence stirred and began shouting, "Open! Open up! So little time we have in this earth life to reap the harvest of true wisdom. When death comes to claim us, may we never more be forced to reincarnate, dragged earthward by the heavy anchor of our material desires." Expanded meaning. While still the call of wisdom summons you to cast off your sleep of delusion, make the best use of these few remaining years on earth. The body is a temporary stopping place. Beyond it, tracks lead in two directions into the unknown, toward death, if that be your choice, or to a life of immortality in God. The real purpose of your earthly sojourn is to quaff deeply the nectar of reincarnation destroying, all misery annihilating wisdom. Come, fill the cup, and in the fire of spring the winter garment of repentance fling. The bird of time has but a little way to fly, and, lo, the bird is on the wing. Paraphrase. Come, fill the cup of consciousness with the divine wine of bliss. Cast away your material desires, deceitful because forever disillusioning, and fling into the crackling fire of fresh spiritual enthusiasm your robe of penitence for having ever indulged in them. This winter garment, cold from soul-chilling blizzards of sense pleasure, would only freeze to immobility the pulsing bliss throbs of your heart. Bear your feelings now to spring's efforts of divine hope and aspiration. Waste not these few precious earth years. The bird of life has but a short arc of time to fly. Soon, ah, how sadly soon, it will slip its earthly form and vanish into the infinite. O devotee, fly no longer in aimless circles above the shores of death, careless of any true and lasting purpose in life. Instead, drunk with ecstasy and borne aloft on divine bliss currents, fly onward with steady wing beats to immortality's distant shores.